Hello?
Good morning, Mrs. Gibson. This is Rebecca with XPO. You spoke to my agent, Miranda, yesterday regarding your order.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that we've been in communication with the area manager, and we have you scheduled for tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m., so you would be the first stop on that route.
And that really is for real, Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Trust me, I've seen the email chain on this. I don't know what happened. The order yesterday, apparently on some end, got scheduled for 2055. So it didn't show up on his manifest, even though it was routed. So that was some sort of technical issue. But I did confirm with the area manager for the St. Louis region that you are definitely on for tomorrow morning. And
yeah,
I see the time frame right now.
I sure hope to God this comes through this time, because it's been really, really unbelievably stressful. We're in our 80s, and we've been living with pots and pans out of the cabinet and drawers out of it, and each time we were told we'd have definitely an appointment, and it's been going on. Oh, well, we've been without a stovetop since January 24th.
Yes, ma'am. I actually assisted Miranda in getting this escalated, so I wanted to follow up personally after communicating with corporate. So really, it would take an act of God to make this guy not come out to you tomorrow, because the area manager, his boss through XPO, is fully aware of the situation. He's the one that I confirmed this with.
All right. Do you know what the installer's name is on this?
It doesn't tell us the name, because they are sent out with a helper. It looks like it will likely be a tech named James.
But would likely be who?
A tech named James from that install company.
All right.
And I believe he, if I'm not mistaken, is, yeah, he's the owner of that install company. So.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for the call, and we really, truly expect this to take place.
I do too, and I'll be crossing my fingers. And if for whatever reason it does, I'm here all day tomorrow, or it doesn't. But I just, with the email chain that I've seen on this, I really doubt that it would not come out tomorrow.
I can't even imagine. I mean, in all of our years, and that's a lot, with as many things as we've ever, and we buy so much through Home Depot.
Well, I can tell you what's happened, and it's not just St. Louis. It's pretty much anywhere in the Midwest right now, Omaha, Upmarket, Des Moines, and St. Louis. The service provider pool that we had to pull from since the pandemic dropped significantly. So whereas we can normally schedule these easily, in this particular region, we have to go through the area managers who can ensure personally that somebody is available for that route. We're hoping that with the pandemic easing, that we'll have more staff and this will no longer be an issue.
Well, I certainly hope not. But I, like I said, we can't stand another disappointment, because right now, my son's got my husband. We've been basing our treatments at the hospital. Both of us have serious health issues, and we've been basing it and changing literally medical appointments every time we're told we'll have a installation. And then for to continue, I mean, I've just never, I've not only had this kind of experience before, I've never known anyone that did that. So anyway, thank you for your call.
Absolutely, and I apologize for the issue, and fingers crossed tomorrow everything goes just fine.
I sure hope so. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. You take care. Thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.